good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Chris Moyles Show.
Hi.
Live on this beautiful Friday morning.
I just had a text from my mum saying that she's woken up early and is listening with earphones in her ears, obviously, because that's what you do with the earphones.
Yes, you do.
In bed, because she wanted to hear the whole of Carrie's last show.
Aww.
That's nice.
Morning.
Morning, Alec Jones.
Mrs. Night. Jones.
It is Carrie's last show today. We're not going to milk it, but it is Carrie's last show. Before she quite literally leaves the team and the family she shared her happy times with for the past 5.5 years. She's going out to have a baby.
Big deal.
So, we went for lunch yesterday. It's a very interesting day yesterday. Full of extremes. So, we did the show yesterday, and then we went for lunch with Carrie. Now, we didn't do Carrie's main choice because it was her day yesterday.
Yeah.
It was. Carrie wanted to go temping bowling. And.
As you do when you're 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
That can't be advisable, surely,
no,
for someone
fine,
in your state.
Yeah, loads of people text in. Apparently, it kind of helps bring on the birth in some cases.
By the way, Sophie's just texted. She's listening as well.
Is she?
To your last show.
Oh, morning, Soph.
But we had a lovely little lunch and then.
It was lovely.
Carrie had to go off and interview Mr. Frank Supergold Lampard. And he was
lovely.
He loved
the fact that we still do that.
Really?
Oh, yes. He's like, I can't believe it. I was listening and you still do that. It's like, of course we do.
When you say loves, is that code for hates, really?
No, do you know what? I think he does quite like it secretly.
Supergold. We love it.
Hello, I'm Frank Lampard for Chelsea and England.
He was lovely yesterday.
Was he?
Really nice.
He signed a nice picture.
He did. He said, I hope you don't. He offered it up. He did on a few other bits and bobs.
You mean his autograph?
Yeah. Right. And then he said, I hope you don't think I'm the type of guy who normally carries around photos of myself, but being as I've got one here, would you like it? So he wrote a lovely little note saying, Dear Carrie and Bump, good luck. Lots of love.
I can't believe he calls your husband Bump.
Yeah. Weird thing, exactly. Tom won't like that.
Anyway, you'll hear the highlights of the Frank Lampard interview. Later on this morning. And then Rachel said to Carrie, well, my friend said there's a lovely little pub round here. Why don't we pop in for a drink? So Carrie goes, all right, quick one. And they pass one pub. Is that it? No, that's not it. And they pass another one. What about this one? No, apparently that's not it either. We'll keep walking. So it's Carrie's probably going, well, why don't we just go to that one? What's wrong with that pub? The reason was because all of us were sitting waiting, and when she walked in, surprise! And Carrie went, oh, brilliant. You've all come to a pub. I can't drink. This is a great surprise. Good for you. Not really great for me, is it? Oh, brilliant. I was kind of looking forward to going home, to be honest. My feet up.
Better than
I'm watching
that.
A movie.
Better than that. As we saw them coming past, it was like, wait, they're coming. Right, so everybody hide. But there was nowhere to hide, really, so we just sort of slumped down in our chairs slightly and covered our face, and you put your hood up on your thing.
Yeah.
So Carrie walks in and then thinks, why has she brought me into some pub full of hoodies?
Honestly, oh my God, a bunch of chavs.
We were in a pretty quite a smart area of London yesterday. We went to this pub and I walked in and all I could see was all three of you with your hood. Well, not three of you, didn't know it was you, but all hoods up. And I was like, why has she brought me here?
Bit rough round here.
What are all these hoodies
she
doing
thought
in this
we were
bar?
Some kind of West London street gang.
It was a massive undercover operation. And do you know, I don't know if you know this, Chris, Matt Fincham had no idea why we'd gone to that pub until 2 minutes before Carrie walked in.
He's a dope,
he thought
isn't
we
he?
Just drove half an hour to go for another drink.
Yeah, we went all the way to the other side of London just to go, surprise, Carrie! Oh,
why are we here?
Let's have another drink.
Is he not supposed to be part, technically, of the organisational structure?
Well, yeah, but as Dominic says, though, he's a dope. I mean, you know,
in a nice
him.
Way, though.
He is a proper dope.
Lovable dope.
He's one of the nicest men you could meet. But
even Fiona, through the glasses, nodding, going, he is, isn't he? He is a dope. He's a dope, isn't he?
We gave him a lift there, and I can't believe the whole way. I just assumed that he knew what was going on.
You'd hope so,
in fact,
you?
To such a point that I thought he'd cleverly done a bit of acting, because when Carrie left the restaurant, he
this
said to Carrie...
This is Radio 1. Newsbeat.
He said to Carrie, are we going to see you later? And then you were like, no, I think I'm just going to go home. He's like, oh, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. And I thought, well, that's brilliant, because he's putting it off the scent that actually we are going to see her later.
Yeah, no, he had no idea.
He had no idea.
up and let me go.
This was a
So then it's time to say goodbye. Dominic's gone home and a few other people have gone and it's time for us to go. And so I got the, what do they call it? The muggle thing. The normos.
The public London transport. Underground.
Yeah, what do they call it?
The tube.
The tube. I got the tube again.
Unbelievable.
And I've even got more news for you. I've got my own Oster card.
Oyster card.
That's it, yeah. I've got my own champagne card.
Wow. Now, for those that don't live in London, this is like a prepaid travel card, isn't it? So you can put credits on your card and then you just go in and out without having to get a ticket each time.
Tell you what, I don't know how it works.
It's clever, isn't it?
Yeah, very clever. It's a really interesting long day of stuff.
It's nice, though, isn't it?
Really nice. Now, it's Carrie's last show with us before she goes off and has her baby and moves oop north. Flat caps and whippets, and dirty nappies.
And sick.
Just think, your mornings will go completely different now.
Yeah.
You'll be getting up in the middle of the night with a screaming baby.
Careful, she's going already.
Going down to the shop to get some, you know, bits and bobs with your baby and the pram. Walking through the shop, oop north. Well, you've been there now for 6 months and they still... This is the local shop for local people. And you're like, well, look, I've been living here for 6 months now. We don't like your kind. You know, your baby will start to grow up with a northern accent. Whereas you used to go, hello, daddy. Hello, mummy. Your child will wake up and go, how do, mum? You're going to have your very own Jade. How do?
She's crying already. Shall I go and get some toilet roll?
Did you see what I did there, by the way? I saw that she was about to go, so I
you injected
me now.
Oh, listen to this. This is great. We sat at lunch yesterday, and it's all the show team. Matt Fincham, Piers, our executive producer, everybody there. And a lot of our other halves, Soph was there, and Jane and Nick. And I don't know whether that's the reason why the BBC weren't interested in paying for one lunch in 5.5 years for Carrie, but, you know, we all chipped in and did it ourselves, so don't worry, licence fee payers.
Thank you.
It was us. And Dominic says, should I say something? Should I say something?
Oh, dear.
Should I? I think I should say... So as he's saying that, I just went... Shh. And everyone goes really quiet, and Dominic goes, can I just say, Carrie, it's your last day tomorrow, and it's been 5.5 great years, and we're really gonna. Please don't cry. And she just went, and she went
properly though. I felt
to the point where Dominic's like, no, and you can see he looked really bad.
It was like you'd taken a puppy off a small child.
It was. I felt so bad. And I pointed to Dave and said, do something funny. And you did your
fish face.
Fish face impression. And even that actually didn't lift the tears, did it?
No. It made Piers laugh.
It was awful, wasn't it? Piers did laugh, feel it coming and it was that proper face crease.
It was like a week of holding it in and it suddenly came out in one go. But the thing is, and she looked proper... upset, like she didn't look like she was like, oh, leave me, I'm just a little bit emotional, I'm very happy, I'm just in hormones. She looked like there were people in the restaurant looking at I saw two members of staff going, what is that all about?
What did that bald man say to her to make her do that?
What a horrible, horrible man he must be.
Exactly.
So sorry. I've always hated your knees. Really? Here's the plan then for today's show. It's all about Carrie. It's all about you. Now, you get to choose whether or not we have McFly Day today.
Oh, yes.
Yes?
Yes, we do.
You happy with that?
Yes.
All right, so same song or different song?
Oh, no, same.
Same?
I need ooh.
I'm saying no.
Well, who doesn't?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Why?
It's not down to you.
It's my day, my rules.
Do you know what? I couldn't dare even try and cross Carrie today, could I?
Oh, yeah, Carrie can do what she wants today because she's leaving today. In fact, she's really looking forward to saying the F word right at the end of the show.
If I push her too hard, it'll go really wrong.
She's going to break all the rules. She's going to talk about her personal political views. She's going to swear. She's going to be massively endorsing brands of makeup and... companies that make baby products and prams and whatnot. Oh, yeah, she's really going for it. And then she's going to be playing tracks from her brand new album, reading excerpts from her new autobiography. And then plugging her new show on a rival radio station where she does pre-recorded weekend links. So, all about Carrie today. And if you want to send in a little message to Carrie on the text, you're more than welcome. 81199. It's all about Carrie today. Is she not coming back? Says everybody on the text. Well, she's going on maternity leave. And the thing is, I don't really want to talk about it because it's very obvious, but I'll say it anyway. She's going on maternity leave. She's a woman. Who knows how long that's going to last? You know, she might go, no, I'm quite happy. Mm. What is the deal? How long is it? How long do you get before they go, okay, seriously, it's been 17 years now, love, and we're still paying. What's the crack?
Do you know, I honestly don't know.
Does anyone know?
They keep your... Well, I think it depends on your company, but with the BBC...
You could sit at home for the next 30 years.
No. you keep your jobs open for a year, but you don't get paid for a year.
Right.
You only get paid for like a little
portion. So you've taken the year, haven't you?
Well, I've taken the year option. I'm off that now because there are other reasons why I'm doing that. So
because you don't like Dominic.
Yeah.
What? Hello?
Keith Chegwin has sent you a lovely text.
Has he?
Yeah. Do you want to...
Can I have a
I'm going to show it to you. It's up to you whether you read it out in the air. I'd read it first.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then see how you feel. Oh. Is that all right?
No, that's made my eyes water and not in a crying way.
And he says, lots of love from Preggers. Cheggers.
Preggers drinks pop.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Cheggers says, giving birth is beezy. It's a bit like Lisa Riley climbing out of your sunroof.
There you go. That's a nice thought, isn't it? We've all got an image.
Thank you for that, Cheggers.
It's a long time since Lisa Riley's had a mention.
Yeah. Morning, Lisa, my darling.
Morning, Cheggers.
So, Carrie's last day today on the Chris Moyle Show. 81199. You'll be sadly Miss Carrie. Love, Jen in Glasgow. Good luck, Carrie, from the Maxwell family from Scotland. I'd like to wish Carrie all the best. Speaking from a father of two with a recent two-month-old boy, it's the best experience ever, says Paul in Oldham. Oh, yeah, you're going to be a father.
Good morning, the Chris Moyle Show.
Right, we're going to start the show and then go straight into the news. So I don't know how that's going to work exactly. Well, I do know how it's going to work. It's going to work like this.
Hello.
Hello there.
Friday.
On.
International Radio 1.
Stick a 50-second jingle in because Dominic's got news problems.
Sorry.
As soon as I press play, he goes, oh, we're fine now.
Sorry. We are fine now.
Mornings will never be the same without you, Carrie, says Izzy from Wiltshire. P.S. Boy or girl? Carrie's a girl. Jeez, she's been on for 5.5 years. You not tell? Good luck, Carrie. Love, Tony. Don't leave. Have the baby on air, says Sophie in Nottingham. No, you're all right. Seriously.
Get a bit mucky in the studio.
Well, yeah.
You know, like, you're not allowed to eat in the studio, are you?
Yeah, well... That's two completely separate things. BBC Radio 1. It's Carrie's last 7 o'clock sports bulletin. I won't do this every bulletin because we've got loads to read. Yeah.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
So we have a choice of music. Carrie, you get to choose. You can have Snow Patrol, The Veronicas, you can have Muse, Alphabet... So, Muse, whatever you want out of those. So, you
Muse,
can have a look. Do you want Muse out of all those? All right.
Muse,
okay.
Muse or Snow Patrol?
Muse or Snow Patrol? No. Mm.
Or which?
All right. Mm. Don't you worry. I'll get on it. You can have two. Be greedy.
I'll have two.
First of all, let's get news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 7:02.
Lap dancing clubs face tough new measures.
And Bridge and Terry are forced together.
7:05 now. The Chris Moyle Show.
Ross says, I never text in your show, but you're losing a cracking girl.
Oh, that's nice. Thank
Not by you. We'll miss the posh country bumpkin. That's a bit harsh. It's not a bumpkin.
There is a bit of bumpkin in there. I don't mind.
Carrie, you'll be missed. Good luck. Says Paul in Sheffield. Good luck, Carrie. It's great up north. Says Billy. Kelly's texted, and Anne in Cheshire, and loads of, we got loads of nice little text messages.
That's lovely.
There's also a couple of hundred on our Facebook page, the Chris Moore Show page. Rachel and I went on yesterday and said, any messages for Carrie? And there are streams, so I'll show you that later as well.
Oh, thank you.
Everybody loves you.
Don't, seriously, I really struggled then to get through my headline.
Did you?
Everybody loves you. Yeah, it's amazing when I sing, she stops crying.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Oh, she's crying for the wrong reasons.
All them vocal exercises from Evie and you're still rubbish.
Here's a question on a slight tangent. You know when girls get upset?
Yeah.
Why do they do that thing where they put both hands
they
out?
Fan
and
themselves.
They fan themselves. Their face.
Because girls
their
have
hands.
Hot tears. That's
why,
what it is.
Why do they do that?
Hot tears.
Because you get hot when you.
And it's like.
And they suck their sort of mouth in as well, don't they, at the same time?
It's just weird.
It's just a way of dealing with it and trying to get it together.
Yeah. Yeah, does it work?
Yeah, you just flap and it
flappy
sort of
hands.
Flap your hands Done. And it, yeah. Everybody knows that I love you. Everybody knows that I need you.
Everybody knows that I do. Except you. We don't have that in the system. I had to play it off my phone, so...
That wasn't apparent.
No. The qualities were just as good.
I've deleted Love Boat off my computer as well. We could have played you that, Carrie.
That would have made me cry.
Have you not got the French A team?
No, I had to get rid of that as well, because it took me forever to log in, and it was because I had the French A team and Love Boat on there, apparently.
Nightmare. So... Carrie's last show. If you want to send her a text, it's 81199. That's the number right through to the studio. 81199. Thank you very much. So you want Muse, did you say, Carrie?
Yeah.
All right. Before Muse, though, we need to play another track. So I'll play another track and then Muse, all right? Yeah. It is 8 minutes past seven. It's Friday, the 12th of February, 2010. It's Carrie's last show.
Heard the news, this is a very special day. It's Carrie's last show on the air before she goes away. She's pregnant and she's got a little baby in her tummy. We wish her all the best and think that she'll make a great mommy.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, bye-bye.
So nice.
What? Do you know what song this is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not yet. You've got another month. Right.
What's up, darling? I've been keeping my eye on your movements. I can't see no room for improvement. And while you're all over there on your Jack Jones, you need to let me get behind your backbones. Cause I'm the girl for the job, let me work it. I won't waste no time, I'll make it worth it. 100%, I'll make it perfect. You've got a body to die for, let me murk it. Now it's murder on the dance floor. I wanna take this further than the dance floor. Ain't force-filled, but I'm still hardcore. You're gonna give me everything I ask for. It's not a long ting, you're the boom ting. Maybe more than a hotel room ting. I'll never know if I just walk past. I really wanna dance, so I guess I'll just
pass. No, oh, look at those eyes, it's in her eyes. She's good to, oh, she can satisfy my mind, body, and
come and dance with me, come and dance with me. Come and dance with me, come and dance with me. I see you glance at me, that's why I'm asking, B. So let's party, B, come and dance with me.
If I'm out on my own, then I can look at you, looking at me. If I'm out on a date, then I just shut my eyes, then I can't see. Get away from the bar, tell your boyfriend, hold your jaw.
I see you dance with me, that's why I'm asking, B. So let's party, B, come and dance with me. Yo, it goes on and on. I see you get excited like this is my song. You think I wanna get involved, you're not wrong. Cause I've been waiting for this moment all night long. So I creep, 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 back to your seat. I've got my left eye checking out the scenery. Got my right eye back where it needs to be. No matter how I look at it, you look good to me. Still, I'm looking for the perfect view. The way I see it, that's right next to you. I know you've probably heard it before, but still, I love it when you flex like that, for real. So don't stop doing what you do when you do it. I just want to be a part of it when you do it. I feel like a wally if I don't pursue it, and I can't get through it, so let's get to it.
Look at those thighs, it's in her eyes, she's good to She can satisfy my mind, body, and
soul. Come and dance with me, come and dance with me, come and dance with me, come and dance with me. I see you glance at me, that's why I'm asking B, so let's party B, come and dance with me. I know you didn't come out to stand and stare, you bought new shoes and you did up your hair. You made a real effort tonight and it shows, I can tell by your face. You don't want to be alone, the mood is right and the time is now. If you can't do it, I'll show you how. All you gotta do is get loose, let go, just throw a couple of shakes, put your skills on show.
If I'm out on my own, then I can look at you looking at me. If I'm out on a date, then I just shut my eyes, then I can see. Get away from the bar, tell your boyfriend, hold your jaw, and start to
you dance with me, that's why I'm asking B, so let's party B, come and dance with me.
If I'm out on my own, then I can look at you looking at me. If I'm out on a date, then I just shut my eyes, then I can see. Get away from the bar, tell your boyfriend, hold your jaw, and dance with me.
Never mind Carrie crying, you've set me off, says Kieran in Bournemouth.
I think it's going to be an emotional day for a lot of people today.
Probably not me, and you.
Well,
you know what you're like, with heart of lead.
No, I'm not. I can be sensitive and emotional.
When was the last time you cried? Exactly.
I can't remember.
Obviously, you know, last time the fish and chip shop ran out of curry sauce.
That's never happened to me.
Anyway, what's up?
Thing.
She just gave me a real
it's
look
just, of... Because it's so... I never realised how writing on a piece of paper can be so loud.
I didn't hear it. Golden Hour is still going to be at 9 o'clock today. I've chosen the year, play the songs, you guess the year, all that. And then 9.30, saying what we're doing?
No. Yeah. Yes. No.
Why not? Because there are fans out there.
She knows.
Yes, because she gives the list.
Carrie, Carrie has chosen, she's given us a list of songs that she likes, and then we have, basically, we were going to let her choose half an hour of music for the Golden Hour. However, this is Carrie we're talking about, and this could have been potentially a disaster. Half an hour of very odd radio. Half an hour of bizarre music. So we've asked her to make a list, and then we have chosen from that list. Well, I haven't. I don't know who has.
Matt.
Right. So out of the frying pan. So the Golden Hour will run as normal between 9 and 9.30, and then between 9.30 and 10, it's just a load of Carrie's favourite songs.
I've seen them. They're great.
I think it's nice that we've given her that last half an hour to choose her favourite bits.
And you know what as well? Seriously, what a nice little present. Because you go, oh, well, that's all right. It's just a load of songs. But Radio 1, right, playing half an hour of songs just for Carrie. Mm. That's quite a cool thing, isn't it?
I think so.
You know, can you imagine she's on holiday one day in the future? She meets a couple and they're chatting away, and what did you do? Well, I did the radio show and a big national radio station and 11 million listeners. Yeah, it was great. And on the last day, they played half an hour of all my favourite songs. What, on the radio? Yes, just for me.
The whole UK, yeah. Yes.
There'll be people listening in Washington, D.C. We'll be listening to half an hour of Carrie's favourite songs. I haven't seen the list, by the way, and I'm almost tempted to not look.
I don't think you should look.
No.
I've no idea what's coming.
Should we rename the songs in your system so you just have Carrie Song 1 and you can enjoy it with everyone else?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
It's good fun.
Who would have to do that? That would take ages.
It won't take long.
No. Give that job to Matt.
I can do it.
Carrie met Frank Lampard yesterday, one of her heroes. She interviewed Frank. He was very nice to her. And so we're going to play those highlights out later on this morning. And
me and Dominic also gave her some silly questions to ask Super Frank as well, so find out whether she did or not.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
You know, he's got a lot of goals, Frank. A lot of them, you know, super goals. Do you love those? Mm. Do you love them? Can you just say it?
Super goals, we love it.
So Frank Lampard later. Carrie, me and you have a lot in common, says Charlotte in Leamington. Because I'm going on a ski trip today, so I won't be listening to the Chris Moore show next week either. So, no, look, she'll still be listening to the show. She just won't be on it.
Yeah.
Monday morning, she might have a little lie-in, but do you know what? Knowing Carrie's luck, little baby will probably go, 6:26, I think I might wake up.
Do you know what she does?
Yeah.
She's very quiet from the moment I get up to the time I get in here, and when we play the cheesy song, that's when I start getting wriggles.
Oh, really?
Yep. So I'm going to need that on a CD, Al, please.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Tell me you've spilt stuff and you haven't started.
Yeah, no, I just had a bit I just had a jam instant with all the donuts that Dominic bought me.
I can't do that this morning.
No. I know, just to make
why
the day.
Why would she be leaking out of, you know...
Yeah, well, belly button.
I don't know
did
my
you
women.
Not do biology?
It's fine, I don't have leaky boobs just yet.
Carrie's got a little stain on her dress, but, like, where her tummy button is.
It's not a little tummy stain.
Well, yeah. You know, for certain members of the audience, that's where babies come from, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
No, why have you got a stain there? Oh, baby's having a jam donut. So, yeah, it comes out the belly button. It's terrible, it's nightmare.
Yeah, I just dribbled... raspberry jam all down my front.
It must be difficult, actually, when your tummy's out there. It must be easy to drop stuff on it.
Honestly, the amount of spillages I had. Dominic and I did discuss getting me a bib. Because it just kept happening every morning.
Because it's, you know, there's like there's something wrong with you. You know, you've got... I mean, luckily, you've damped that down now, so no one can notice it at all. Really subtle.
The only thing is, though, with the shape of the stain isn't great either. No. You know?
No, it's not a good shape.
I'm sorry.
It's a bit crude.
It was raspberry. I had to try and get it out quickly.
Sure. Yeah. Well, why
I think
not?
We should get that bib.
It'll dry.
Uh-huh.
I bet you're looking forward to seeing your feet again, aren't you?
Me? Yeah, I am, Dave.
No, well, both of you, really.
So anyway, yesterday, Carrie met Mr. Frank Lampard.
Hi, I'm Frank Lampard. Whenever I'm in the UK, I always listen to the Chris Moore show on BBC Radio 1.
Does he listen to the show?
Yes, he does.
Because he sounds like he's going, I can't believe I get to do that. I've heard so many people say this, and now I get to say it. Oh, brilliant. So we'll hear the highlights of the Frank Lampard interview later on this morning. In fact, just after 8 o'clock, we'll do that. Good? Fine. Here's a scary text message. Does Carrie know it's a girl? Because she keeps saying she.
Yes, I do.
Well right, you say that. And then the next bit of the text says, anyway, I'm a teacher, so I've got the week off next week because it's half term. Now, if you're a teacher and you haven't worked out that Carrie keeps referring to her baby as a she, does she know it's a she? Yes.
Yeah, although yesterday at lunch, we realised that she is sure that it's a she. She's 80% sure. Now, in my maths, right, 80% sure gives a 20% element of doubt.
In your maths, who knows? It's a girl. Speaking of your baby and potential fathers, I got an email from Longman the other day.
Oh, right. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah.
Who weirdly, because he moved away, weirdly is back in the country.
Is he?
Oh. Is there anything you want to tell us?
No, are you serious? Are you... Yeah. Well, yeah. He's a, you know, he's got to come to court and sort out the...
Right.
Yeah.
Should bring him in. Look who he is. No. Only joking. Only joking. It's a sound effect.
Oh my goodness,
and
he
also,
fell for that.
Apparently, he's staying in Manchester where they filmed Jeremy Kyle.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. Wednesday next week.
Okay, please welcome my next guest. He's Longman. Come on out, Longman. You get it pregnant, you go to America. You're a scumbag. S-K-U-M-B-A-J, scumbag.
Boo.
Jeremy, shut up.
Oh, dear. Bless Longman. Hello, morning, if you're listening.
He's probably not now. He's probably going back to America. Right, in the next half hour, more of Carrie's best bits from her time on the show.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
Let's get the news first, though, with Dominic Byrne. It's 7:31.
7:34 now.
It's time for Carrie Gold. The sweet taste of Carrie Gold. Every day this week we've been looking at our favourite bits of Carrie over the last 5.5 years. We've run out today though, sadly, so...
Oh no, have we?
Yeah, she only had 4 good bits and... She kind of averaged one every kind of like 14 months. Only joking. Yesterday was one of my favourite bits when she was at Wimbledon. And
oh, that's brilliant.
Infiltrating the BBC Breakfast News report with her ex-boyfriend.
New balls.
Very, very funny.
I think that was everybody's favourite
bit. Yeah, pretty much.
Dum, 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 dum. We were going to get Spandau Ballet to come in and do this especially, but they said no. So... Oh, and by the way, just after 8, you're going to hear what happened when Carrie met Frank Lampard, finally.
Oh, it's really weird. I kind of said to my friend yesterday, I said, oh, I don't know, I'd love to speak to Frank again. I want even a message would be lovely. And then when they said to me, I was like, I text straight away, going, not, I'm not giddy or anything, it's fine.
Yeah. how uncomfortable for him.
At one point, you sound like an excitable mouse.
Yeah.
And I said to my friend, let's see, Frank Lampard, and when I found out the news, he's sitting there going, oh, Christ. God.
Do you know what? He was very patient.
Oh, I bet.
Thanks, Frank.
Is it true that Christine Blakely was stood behind him for the whole interview with her arms crossed going, just watch yourself there, girlfriend.
Touch him again.
Anyway, do you know, when I think... I don't know what clip we should play today of Carrie on her last show for Best Bits, because, you know, when I think about it, there's just so many clips. Carrie... Welcome to the show. It's all downhill from here before you go to Manchester to Wait for 5 Live.
Oh, God.
Were you nervous last night? Did you have trouble sleeping, Kat?
I did, yeah. I didn't really sleep at all, actually.
Really?
No.
That must be real downer then, that you fluffed your third word.
I know. Yeah. It's great, wasn't it?
I thought I'd highlight it. It's only fair.
Strachan's worst nightmare came true last night. His first competitive game in charge. Beating Partick Thistle 2-0 to set up a Scottish Cup semi-final against St Johnstone.
Hang on, that's a Sausage Cup semi-final.
Billionaire Sir Alan Stanford wants to offer England $20 million even.
$20 million.
Good morning, Frank Lampard.
Yeah! Do you like boxers or wifeys?
Boxers. Quite tight fitting though.
Lovely. You miss Betty DiMarcio?
What's it to you, bum face?
I have a new man.
Wow.
Thank God for that.
He's in the armed forces.
Did he turn up in his tank?
No, he didn't. But he's got a cannon in his back garden though.
That's Betty, cool. Betty has.
A little piece of slime. My name is Army Major Incident, and I'm Corporal Punishment. We have heard that it's your birthday today.
Carrie, is that you?
I don't like that. Seriously, I don't like that.
What is it,
Carrie? It's a Cyberman.
It's a what?
It's a Cyberman.
It's a Cyberman.
So don't do that to me, not after last night's chilly.
Fix, Nix, Gilly, Chez, and
Laws. Fix, Nix, Gilly, Chez, Laws, and Ems.
Pew, pew, Barney McGrew.
Nix, Laws, Casabel.
Can I have my JLC hug now?
And did it start to get a bit wrong?
It did get a little bit wrong, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're not though, are you?
No, I loved it.
You're wearing leather bra.
I'm not wearing leather bra.
You're wearing a leather bra?
No!
Are you?
No!
You've got really kinky since you met.
Yeah.
Fish for Charlie from Bustard in the Custard Mustard.
I'm going to vomit.
Lovely.
There's a strange man poking my bottom. Get out! Here we go.
Yeah.
27. 29! Give me an olive! Give me an olive! I want an olive!
What an odd clip.
Yeah. Give me an olive. Give me an olive. Oh, give me an olive. Can I explain what the give me an olive thing is all about, by the way?
That's a bit random, wasn't it?
There was one we'd worked out how long you'd have to spend on a treadmill to work off just an olive.
Yeah.
And we'd worked out, it was like, I don't know, 55 seconds or something, a minute and a half. I don't know what it was.
So Carrie saying, give me an olive, was the equivalent of stop the clock, stop the clock.
It wasn't like when she was, just in new catchphrases.
Mm.
Give me an olive, give me an olive.
Brilliant.
When the hell were you wearing a leather bra?
I don't know.
I don't remember that.
I don't know either, and I said it. Why would you have done that?
I have no idea. I've never owned one.
I don't think you've ever had a leather bra.
That.
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, that was the morning she walked in just a pair of jeans and leather bra going, hello, that's right, it's leather.
Mm-hmm. Real leather.
Oh, a leather bra. Anyway, very nice. We'll have more Carrie bits later.
That was lovely.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was so nice.
Tell you what else we've got to do later on as well. We've got to do McFly Day because the last few weeks we've played Stargirl by McFly on a Friday morning. What time would people like to hear it? 81199 on the text because I want to make sure the McFly Stargirl fans are happy.
Yeah.
It's becoming the weekend anthem now, getting you in the mood for the weekend and all that. So let us know, 81199, what is a good time for you for us to play the McFly Stargirl song? Thanks very much. Lovely. What are you saying now? What are you pointing at? What do you want it now?
Complicated show, isn't it?
What do you want it now?
I think we should.
The song?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we should.
We could do the song now.
What's the song?
The song.
The song.
The song.
The song.
The song.
You know the
read
song.
Read your emails. The song that was specially recorded for you.
The song.
In America, and they send it over. What?
Have you really done that? No.
No, they did it in America.
Mm.
They sent it through.
Who?
You know.
The cast of Twee, one of your favourite TV shows. Have you not heard this?
No.
Yeah, specially, specially done. Nothing to do, by the way, with me and Dave. I want it that's pointed out. Or indeed Dom, it's like backing vocals. Yeah. This was the cast of Twee, your big favourite TV
right,
show at the moment,
okay.
And they've recorded a special song for you. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Show after 5 long years.
He's got a name.
A member of the horsey set. Born and raised in Somerset. I reckon when she goes, there'll be floods of tears. She's going on maternity to have a beautiful baby. That girl that we call Carrie. Carrie Credo. Stay on the Christmas show. She's leaving. Cause she is up the dove. Starting a new life. Up north she'll be an army wife. We will miss her. Now she has got to go. Reads the sport and works real hard. But at home she dreams of Frank Lampard. She goes to Stanford Bridge to check Carlo and Shalotti's boys. Some they win, some they lose. And she's committed to those Chelsea Blues. And when they win, she's almost guaranteed to go on and on and on and on. Carrie Credo. Last day on the Christmas show, she's leaving. Cause she is up for Dove. Dove. Starting a new life. Up north she'll be an army wife. We will miss her. Now she has got to go.
dirty nappies and breastfeeding. Goodbye, Carrie Fridham.
I'm such a mess.
I know, but emotionally, how you feel, isn't it?
I tell you what, you think that's bad. Alan's in bits.
Yeah.
Yeah. So am I. Some of those harmonies were dreadful. They really were. I'm bloody crying. Just for you, Carrie.
We dedicate the show today to our friend Carrie Prido. She's off to have a baby, so she's got to leave the show. She's been with us for an amazing 5.5 years. She's hormonal, which means that today will probably end in tears.
No tears today, is there?
No.
No.
Chris, on your show.
It's 7:46. God bless Carrie.
BBC Radio
1. Beautiful. We're going to play the Brits game later, but just for us.
Are we?
Yeah. There is no prize on offer.
Excellent.
But we're going to play and see how we'd all get on. We're going to pick four of us to play the game, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Lovely. The things on the jingles you put, the clips of music, Matt, it doesn't say what they are, so when I press them, I'll be able to get it. Frank Lampard coming up later on this morning when Frank met Carrie.
Cool. It's really weird. I kind of said to my friend yesterday, I don't know. I'd love to speak to Frank again.
Yes.
I want even a message would be lovely. And then when they said to me, I was like, I'd text her again. I'm not giddy or anything.
It's fine. It's a bit after you say I text straight away that you sound like a mouse. Yeah.
Did you take a guinea pig with you to
No.
Anyway, Carrie's leaving today. It's her last show. Nelson's birthday and Carrie's last show. It's a momentous day.
Huge day.
In the world of us people.
Yeah.
And we have some messages for you.
Really?
Yeah, from people.
Okay.
Here's the first one. Just press the screen.
Ready?
Hello there, Carrie. Tis the Bono from the U2. Sorry you're leaving. Good luck with the baby and all that.
Wow, thank you.
That's nice, isn't it? Taking time out of his schedule.
Yeah.
I don't want you to think that we didn't actually get any proper messages. Mm. Here's one from Nelson Mandela.
Hey, Carrie. Rain.
Thanks. And
here's one from Louis Sahar.
Bonjour, Carrie. It is Louis here. Bon voyage. Et tu en. De un.
And here's another message.
There is one more thing, if it's possible. Carrie, who reads the sport on our show, which obviously you listen to quite a lot when you can, she is leaving to have a baby. It's her last day, in fact. And I just wondered whether a message from you along the lines of, have a nice baby? No, that's wrong. I mean, I hope it all goes well.
Carrie, hope it all goes well and have a nice baby. That's the best quote you gave me today. Have a nice baby.
Yeah.
No, congratulations. I hope you have a great time. And thank you all for having me.
That's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh,
wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. How bad is it?
Yeah. You want you to have a nice baby?
I'm having a nice baby, Leo. Don't you worry.
Tom, here is now one from Tom Cruise.
Hey, Carrie. We've never met.
Where's Tom from, by the way? Let me just pause this clip.
Well, he sounds almost Texan, doesn't he?
Do you know what? It's weird, because he's working on a film at the moment, so he's obviously in character.
Right, okay, sure.
Hi, Carrie, it's Tom. I just want to say, never met you, but sure do love you. I used to be in a film called Top Gun,
and
there were big planes in Top Gun. And if you were a plane, you'd be a really big, good one. Bye-bye.
Hello, Carrie. It's JLC. You know, people say to me that I give great hugs, but I'm not the best. You are the best. The first time we hugged, it was magic. I saw stars and I got a headache, but in a good way. You are, without a doubt, the best hugger in the world has ever hugged. And you'll be missed, but wonderful news and congratulations. And your baby girl is going to be very lucky because you are lovely and you will make a wonderful mum. Lots of love, all the best, and I hope to see you soon. Big hugs, good times.
Oh, that's lovely.
Nice.
That's proper nice.
He's a nice
sweet boy.
Man.
Can you handle another one?
I don't know.
Hey, Carrie, it's Jensen from Vodafone McLaren Mercedes. I hear that you're off from Friday onwards with maternity leave. Hope everything goes well, and we're going to miss you. But look forward to hearing your voice soon.
Oh,
nice.
The real JB.
Yeah, man. That's the real Jensen Button.
Oh.
From the world of Formula One.
Yeah, I think that's where he said it was from, the world of Formula One.
Mm. Thank you, Jensen. Thank you, JLC. That's lovely.
Go on.
That's amazing. I feel proper spoiled.
There's a little present here as well.
My favourite people.
What's that?
There you go.
That's for you.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice little present.
We haven't got long.
Go on, open it.
Yeah. Sorry.
We haven't got long. Get it open.
Nice one out.
Okay. Oh, look at this.
What is it?
That's so cute.
Look at the back.
It's little baby ghost. Oh, it says Team Prideaux on the baby girl on the back.
Yeah. And who's it from? Yay. Open up the card as
quick.
Well.
Oh, I think I can tell by the colour of the wrapping paper because it's all very coordinated. Oh, dear Carrie and Tom, wishing you all the very best for your little one. Best wishes from all the team at Vodafone, McLaren, Mercedes. Sorry, I'm getting a bit wobbly. Yeah. That's lovely.
Isn't that nice?
Thank you so much.
That's lovely.
See the present again?
It's gorgeous.
Oh, what else is in there? Is there another present in there?
Oh, look.
Two little baby girls.
Yay! Littlest Formula Wonder. That's brilliant.
Formula Wonder.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that nice? That's Littlest Formula gorgeous. Wonder.
Isn't that clever as a play on words?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Should we go for it, Carrie? Should we just go for it?
What, seriously? What, after the song?
Yeah, do you reckon?
The mess that was.
You reckon he handled a little bit more?
Oh,
do you know what? I reckon Carrie could. Alid couldn't.
Yeah. You're right, Al. Oh, lovely.
The next one might make you cry, so I'm gonna let you go. Do you know what? I'll have it later or just hit me with it now. It's up to you.
Hit me now.
Okay.
Hello, Carrie. Nana Windows here. Sending you lots of love. And best wishes on your last working day. Hope all goes well and have a really lovely day. I am looking forward to seeing my new great-granddaughter when she arrives in the world. Lots of love. See you soon, Nana Windows.
Aww, that lovely.
Okay, I've gone now.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
I really do have a heart of lead.
By the way, for those that forget the connection, Nana Windows, who we now think of as a sort of extended character on this show, is actually
Carrie's
your real Nana, you know.
She's the inspiration for Nana Windows.
She's a real.
Hello, it's Nana, the inspiration for Nana Windows.
We have one more message, and I'm kind of thinking, maybe we move it.
Oh, we can't take any more.
No,
now.
Okay. Oh, what a shame, because it was from one of the Chuckle Brothers. I don't know, you're a massive fan.
Hello, Carrie.
It was Barry Chuckle. Yeah, Barry did it.
It's... Paul wouldn't do it.
No. Wow. He's a bit funny like that,
he's
Paul.
He's funny like that.
Well, no, he's not funny. Like, he's just, you know,
he's busy.
Very selective about his good luck with the baby messages.
Yeah. We had a live satellite link up to Rotherham and everything, didn't
we? Yeah, we did.
I can't believe you got my number.
Yeah. Do you want another jam donuts?
Yeah. Okay.
You have another jam donut.
I've had five.
Oh, no, that's a matter of your pregnancy, Frank.
Okay. Should we move on? Should we move on? What's up?
It's a lovely message.
She can't handle it. Look at her, you evil man.
She's a mess here, Al.
Can I just have a few minutes? Okay. I'll have it after 8 then.
No! Good luck. Look, you know, I'm not even going to read any text out. Let's just play a drink. I'm crying, says Sharon in Manchester. I'm in tears, says Charlotte in Hartford. I'm on a train crying for a love from Emily. Shut up, I've gone, says Paul in Cardiff.
Thanks, Paul.
No worries, Paul.
Carrie, thank you for everything you've done on the show. We wish you all the best, but it's so sad to see you go. You've interviewed the best from David Beckham down to Debbie. And now you're leaving showbiz for a life of filthy nappies.
See what they did there.
Clever, right?
The Chris Moyle Show. BBC Radio.
What music should we have for the next bit?
You want?
What are the options?
This.
Or.
Oh, something else.
No, I like this. I mean,
8:24. Friday morning, BBC Radio 1. Good morning, it's Chris Moore's show. It's all about Carrie today. Although, it's kind of about Carrie and somebody else right now, because yesterday, she got to meet, again, one of her heroes. Well, get to meet properly, one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Have you only ever done him, pardon the expression, at a press conference before?
We had a kind of closer chat when he had his book out a long time ago.
Right.
But, like, this was, that was, there was loads of other people there, but this was, like, literally him, me, Rachel, and his agent.
It's like a dream scenario, just the way you imagine in your fantasies.
Yep. With, with me coughing in the background.
Yeah. Having afternoon tea.
So, Carrie and Frank Lampard had a chat yesterday. How was it?
It was lovely. He was brilliant. He was so nice. He popped in and he just came straight up and said hello and had a chat. He was really relaxed and great fun. So, yeah. But obviously, I had to give him some grief because of a certain event that happened the other night.
And well, Frank, obviously, I could not contain my excitement this morning when I found out I was going to meet you today. So I'm going to try and be professional for my, you know, last interview for the Chris Moore show. But seriously, what happened last night against Everton? It's my last week on the show and you lost and gave Dave an excuse to give me abuse.
I know, I can only apologise. We played terrible last night, if I'm honest. And it might have been your involvement in the programme before the game, which I saw you was there with Dave. But no, we didn't play well and unfortunately we lost, but we're still top. So, fortunately.
Hopefully you can hang in there. Is it going to be like a two-horse race now, do you reckon? Or Arsenal back in it? I mean, it's going to be pretty tight again.
I don't want to rule out Arsenal because it's a bit unfair because they're not far away now. But I think it's between us and Man United, if I'm honest. And it depends. There's a lot of big games coming up. We play Man United right near the end of the season and Liverpool away. So if we're all in touching distance of each other at that point, then there'll be the big games.
I think I jinxed it by doing that interview for Everton with Dave. We were in the match programme and everything.
Ah.
So he's blaming me, I'm blaming him. Anyway.
It's all your fault.
Yeah. So we moved on from the Premier League and then we started looking ahead to the World Cup. And obviously it's quite a different one this year because we've got Fabio Capello in charge.
He's fantastic because his way is so... He's such a strong man. He never gets carried over anything. He doesn't give anyone the feeling that you're a superstar or because we've qualified easily that we're going to go and win it. You see in the actions and the things he does day in, day out in his press conferences how he is. And I think that was something really needed. He's kind of grounded us and we had always had good individuals, but we was a little bit all over the place. And as you can see, with that sort of strong arm, he's kept us in together.
Hey, apparently he has one very strong arm.
Yeah, you know...
The other one just kind of hangs there a bit lifeless, but the other one is massively strong.
A bit like Steve Backley, you know, the javelin thingy.
Are you saying that he's got one kind of limp arm and one strong one?
I just always imagine that javelinists would have, like, one really strong arm.
They do. They do have, like, one massive arm. It's weird. Anyway, obviously there's big changes within the England squad recently. JT going as captain to be replaced by Rio, so I asked Frank what that would be like.
Well, they're both big personalities. I think the England captain has to be someone vocal in the squad, and he's always been like that. He's a very, very popular fellow in the dressing room and easy to get on with. So obviously, you know, the controversy of the changeover and everything is unfortunate. But if, you know, now it's changed, I think Rio deserves it himself and will give it a great crack.
Do they get any extra money when they're captain? Because then he might be able to afford this camper van which Rio promised us about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Rio!
Yeah. Give us that bonus bit. I have to apologise for the waiter in there who was like delivering the afternoon tea who managed to clang right in the middle
because
of that.
It sounds like there's about to be an airport tannoy announcement.
Well, they're both big personalities. I think the England captain has to be someone vocal in the squad, and he's always been like that. He's a very, very popular fellow in the dressing room and easy to get on with.
Passengers for flight 463-2.
The controversy of the change.
Or he was just like hitting me over the head.
Yeah, with a massive frying pan.
Now, we remember last time at the World Cup in Germany, it all turned into a bit of a circus with the wags, but this time they're not allowed.
Sorry, mate, that's the waiter just popping off for the next job.
So it's no wags in South Africa, so I wanted to know what Frank thought of that.
It went wrong last time, and there was a mixture of the organisation and allowing it to go wrong like it did by having the girls so close, and also the press just made a huge thing of it, and, you know, they have to take some of the blame for that. I'm actually completely behind Feb. If you tell me I can't see the family for 4 to 6 weeks. I'm trying to win a World Cup. It's probably going to be my last, so I've got no qualms about that. I'd rather concentrate on the football, and I think he's done completely the right decision there.
Bless him.
Mm. Honestly, he was so adamant about that. All he's focused on is that. He doesn't want any distractions, just winning the World Cup.
Spot on, I think.
Yeah. Mm. And anyway, couldn't let this moment pass without some silly questions from Dave.
Oh yeah, Dave wrote some silly questions.
Well, no, not just me. There was silly questions from me and silly ones from Dominic, and we decided to mix and match them.
Mainly to embarrass me.
So these are questions that you didn't write.
Nope.
You're merely reading them out.
Yep.
Are the questions in the clip or...?
The questions are in the clip, so all right. You'll hear them.
Here we go.
I love horses. Do you like horses too?
Is that really what you wrote down?
Yep.
We had an assortment of different subject matter.
I want to hear him answer.
I love horses. Do you like horses too?
I'm not a huge horse fan. I'd like it at the races.
Right.
That can.
He's actually looking into it. Him and JT are going to buy a horse soon.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I know. That's a good idea.
Why don't you just send us the money and it'll be a lot easier. Do you want to hear another silly question?
Yeah.
All right.
My husband is in the army and he's got a cannon in his back garden, which was quite impressive when I met him. A cannon, yeah, an actual cannon. What's the most impressive thing that you've got in your garden?
Not that impressive. I've got a trampoline for the kids. That's rubbish, isn't it?
Do you go on it?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Luckily, it's strong enough to hold me, but we all bounce about on it, particularly in the summertime, not so much these days.
Do you play popcorn on it, which I do with my niece and nephew?
What is popcorn?
Right, basically, you get someone in the middle, and they go really, really tight into a little ball, and then you have to bounce and bounce and bounce around them and try and unpop them. It's quite good fun.
Ah, okay, I'll give that one a go. I have sort of done that, and then you end up landing and putting your feet all over the head if you're not careful. It's the only danger.
Yeah, this is now getting ridiculous. Yeah. Well, so yeah, I'm thinking with the World Cup, you know, this is going to be my last ever World Cup, and I really want to just, you know, crack on with it and see if we can win it. So if we play popcorn and a trampoline, what you do is that you cut up in a little ball. I've never actually played that. Well, thank God you didn't ask the obvious ridiculous question at the end of the interview.
Do you like olives?
I love olives, the green ones.
Anything in them?
A little chilli or something like that. Mm. Nice. A bit of cheese.
There you go. We finally found out the answer.
Yeah.
Frank Lampard, yes, likes olives. Green ones.
Green ones with a bit of chilli in.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And that's the way to have them.
I couldn't let them, you know, him leave without doing his very special catchphrase, which we love and adore.
Have you heard this yet, Dave?
No.
Do you know what this is?
I would imagine I do.
You ready?
Yep.
This has been a long time coming on the show, hasn't it? This is a moment for diehard listeners.
Super goals, we love it.
Yeah!
Yay! Specially commissioned for us.
Thank you, Frank. We love you.
Wicked. I love this.
Let's have that again.
That's, you know what I like is we've got 7 million people listening now, and a good few million of them will be going, I don't get it. But there'll be a few million people going, wicked, he did the super goals.
Super goals, we love it. Oh, it's cringing.
Oh, it's brilliant. We love it.
Oh, that's great. I love it. Anyway, thank you very much, Frank Lampard.
Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. He said he was going to listen this morning because he asked what time it was going to go out.
Oh, really?
So we told him about his date, so...
You've made an emotional and excitable girl even more emotional and excitable.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you even thought that was possible, so...
Good morning, Frank Lampard.
There's your jingle.
Super goals. We love it.
Top man. Thank you
nice
very much.
Nice one, Frank.
Oh, cheers, Frank, top fella. Nice one. I'm going to play this way too much, you know that?
Super goals, we love it. Yeah. Super goals, we love it. Super goals. Super goals. Super goals, we love it. Super goals, we love it. Super goals. Super goals. Super goals, we love it. Super goals.
Yeah, all right, Frank.
Super goals.
Yeah, yeah, we got it. Frank, cheers.
Super goals.
Yeah, Frank, leave it out.
Super goals. Super goals, we love it.
Yeah, all right. If you see Frank Lampard today, massive smile on your face, just go, what do you think of Super Goals, Frank? BBC Radio 1. I reckon I'll get to at least 3:30 this afternoon before he goes, oh, sod off.
Thank you, Frank.
Yeah, nice one. Well, thank you, Frank.
Super Goals, we love it.
All right. Oh man, what a show. It's so busy. Right, let's get news and sport and then we'll get some music on, shall we?
Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Dominic reads the news first. It's 8:33.
Exactly 8:37 now.
Thank you, Dominic, and thank you, Carrie Pridder. So, if you just switched on, morning. Carrie's last show with us before she goes and has a baby. We had a lovely lunch yesterday before she went off to interview Frank Lampard, and pretty much all of our other halves turned up, with the exception of Mally, who couldn't be bothered. Rachel's husband. And
Is he still in bed?
And your husband, who couldn't be bothered, Carrie, either. Yeah,
he sent his apologies, and he actually had a meeting yesterday.
Who, Tom or Mally?
Yes. Tom's in the middle of Salisbury Plain at the moment.
Is that where he is?
Yeah, so
we tried to get him down, but then he couldn't get down, he couldn't find the time and all of that, which would have been, do you know what, weirdly probably just as well, because if he walked in to surprise you, that would have been
it.
Tears and all of that, and he'd have walked in and, hey, my little Pikachu, or whatever he calls you, he's probably got some nickname for you.
LP.
Long player, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the old LP.
What that means, of course. Anyway, here's his message.
Has he done me a message?
Hi, LP. I'm here training to go to Afghanistan, and I've managed to catch a few moments to say hello. So you can probably hear it's pretty busy, helicopters and whatnot in the background. But all is well in here on Salisbury Plain. It's very busy, it's different, exciting, whilst being somewhat sobering for what we're about to do. Being away from you next year is going to be really, really difficult, so I've instructed Nemo to watch out for you. I know you'll be sad to bid farewell to Chris, Dave, Dom, Alid, Rachel, and to a lesser extent, Matt Fincham, as they will you. But from my perspective, that's a good thing, as I'll finally get to live with you and call somewhere home together. It's going to be an exciting time ahead as we bring our little girl into the world, and I know you'll be a terrific mother, and I can't wait to be a family, all four of us together. So all that's left now is say, I'm sorry I can't be with you today. I love you, and I'll see you in a few weeks. Bye!
That's my husband!
Yes, it is!
He's lovely. I love you too, baby. That's why I'm having a year off, because he's going to be away for most of it.
He's going out. He's going to be away. Fighting the fight, looking after people and doing all the good stuff. So, get a couple of weeks with him before he goes. And then just as the sleepless nights and the crappy nappies start. Yeah, sorry, look, I've got to go. So, see you later.
And little by yourself.
I tell you what, those Skype chats are going to be interesting, aren't they? How's your day today, honey? Well, it was quite scary today. Actually, I was up in one of the helicopters, and what we did. Well, who cares about that? Do you know how little sleep I've had? Do you realise how many nappies I'm changing?
About 12 a day, apparently. First of all,
It's about that.
Well, ooh. Carrie, we love you lots, and we wish you all the best with your new baby, and have a great few weeks with Tom before it goes away.
Thank you.
And now we'll play a jolly record so you can stop crying. It's 20 to 9. Carrie's last day on BBC Radio 1. Dominic is in the studio.
Hello.
You crying?
I was a little bit.
Were you?
Yeah, when...
You big Jesse.
Carrie's nan came on and started talking about grandchildren.
It's a trampolining bit for me.
Super goals for me, gotta be honest.
That was emotional.
It's amazing what makes you go, you know. For me it was
super goals, we love it.
I'm going. Well, I'm welling up. It's time for the last ever news and sport bulletin featuring Dominic Byrne and Carrie Prideaux.
Digital FM online. This is BBC Radio 1.
I'm not gonna make a big deal about it, but here's the new sport music. Let's get the news and sport. It's 9:33.
Lap dancing clubs face tough new measures.
And Bridge and Terry will have to sort out their differences. As the last thing Fabio Capello wanted, Ashley Cole is out for up to 3 months with a fractured ankle. It means the Italians lost a left back. As England prepare for this summer's World Cup, well, Wayne Bridge is the obvious candidate to replace him, and that'll throw him and John Terry together after all those claims that Terry had an affair with his ex and was stripped of the national team captaincy. But former England boss Howard Wilkinson says now is not the time for panic.
I think there's a long, long time between now and the start of the World Cup for Fabio Capello to assess what it is he wants at left back. If he decides to go with someone, it'll then be in a team which suits that person.
Well, I caught up with Frank Lampard yesterday. We had a chat about the World Cup. Don't make me cry.
I'm not gonna
We had a chat about the World Cup and England's chances and all the expectations, etc. And he says he doesn't want the fans or players building up England's chances in South Africa because he's been there before.
I'm really going to try and play it down this year because I had all this last time and we had a good team going into Germany. And the question was always asked, are we going to win it, blah, blah, blah. You know, you kind of answer, yeah, we can win it and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, when you fail, it gets thrown right back in your face that you was expecting to win. Super goals. We love it.
Thanks, Frank. Ryan Giggs has fractured his elbow. It means he'll miss the first leg of Manchester United's Champions League tie with AC Milan and the Carling Cup final against Aston Villa. Sorry, I'm going. Svenja and Eriksson's... Sorry. Stop it. Come on, woman. You're meant to be doing this properly.
Come on, you can do it. It's fine.
Svenja and Eriksson's resigned as director of football with Notts County. It comes as the club was sold for the third time in a year. The former Lincoln chairman, Ray Trues, bought it for £1 and he's going to take on all the debt as well. Falkirk have named Stephen Presley as manager. It's after Eddie May parted company with the club yesterday. Presley was May's number two. Falkirk are bottom of the SPL. 3 points behind Hamilton. And the last one. Skeleton silver medalist Shelley Rudman's going to do the honours and carry the flag for Great Britain. That's at the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics in Vancouver. It's happening in the early hours of tomorrow morning.
Yay! Welcome. Your last four bulletin with us. Well done, Carrie. If somebody just switched on for the first time ever, they'll go, God, she's really upset about the news about Sven, isn't she?
Yeah.
God, she must be like a diehard fan. Well done, Carrie.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Sorry.
Life Goes On is the weather. Sunny intervals and scattered showers for northeast England, turning to sleet and snow over the hills. Elsewhere, mainly dry. Imagine that. Isn't that nice? 9:37.
Right, between now and 10 o'clock, if it wasn't indulgent enough already, it's all about Carrie. She has chosen a list of songs, and Matt Fincham has chosen from that list. They're all Carrie's favourite songs, and we're going to play them in a few seconds. First of all, let's have our final montage of Carrie's best moments on Radio 1, starting with an odd montage with all the funny noises she's made and all the funny things she said, chopped together bizarrely to sound like this.
I just want to bounce along those balls and get that fish out of my face. Suck it up.
You got a big booger, move it.
I like it normally, but not at this time in the morning. Oh, it's a long one. I think you just need like a mouthful of something sweet. La, 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 we can't hear you. I used to do it with my sister with an empty lemonade bottle. Oh, yes, please. I am a geek. I'm going to do the news. Wait, no, give me an olive. Give me an olive. Oh, my God. Suck it up. I like it normally, but not at this time in the morning.
Cheaty Wayne jeans, I can't just stand up, give us a twirl.
No, I've got cords on. Trendy cords.
Cords?
Yeah, chocolate brown cords.
You would have never got that with Jules, you see.
You're reading the breakfast show with Dave Lee Travis, love. It's not the 70s. Cords?
Right. They're nice and comfy.
So there you go. Revelations already that our new sport girl likes to wear comfortable trousers.
Ooh, Carrie Davis on the Chris Moyle Show.
Carrie and Rachel got in an aeroplane yesterday and jumped out of it. Oh, my God. So, Carrie, where are you?
I am in the middle of Paris at the moment. I think I'm about 100 yards or so from the River Seine.
Oh, zut alors.
Oui. Well, one man who knows all about missing them is the former England winger Chris Waddle. Yeah, shut up. He did it at World Cup in 1990. He might have been doing his research on England as well, considering he's one
Chris,
of the candidates.
Chris, you know, Carrie fancies you. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm going to get married for real.
Wow!
He had the ring in one pocket and then he had a chilled bottle of champagne, his favourite champagne, in the other.
Did you not notice the bottle of champagne he had hiding in his pocket?
No, he had a really big, like, bottle.
I thought he was very excited by the country air.
What do you need to look cool in LA?
I always wear shorts, flip-flops and T-shirt every day.
Flip-flops! David Beckham wears flip-flops every day. Mm. He dresses like a bum.
Hi, Lewis. Carrie Davis from the Chris Moyle Show. I know everyone at Radio 1's been really supportive of you, and Chris especially. You also said any chance of some Pussycat Dolls tickets next time they're in London.
She's there. You just need to ask her.
Is it Hokey Cokey Linen?
Hokey Cokey Linen.
Yeah. Oh, what are you sitting in?
I'm sitting in
McLaren Mercedes.
Yeah, I was sitting in his car. I
broken a nut, which I get to keep as a memento of my utter rubbishness at changing a wheel.
Matt has edited a montage of Carrie's flirty giggling from the entire Jensen Button interview.
Flag hold.
My nana always sticks one in her window on St George's Day.
I hope we're talking about flags.
Hello, this is Nana. Hello, hello, this is Nana. Hello.
We are at the Centre Court. This is where Andy Murray will be in action in his quarter final.
You're in the umpire chair now.
The mic is on.
Carrie, say we weren't on a break.
We weren't on a break.
Jump up and down, Carrie.
Stop. Go on, go on, go on, go on.
Jump is that you down. Bending over?
Do star jumps.
I love you, you're so good.
No, I think I'm just gullible.
Star jumps at Wimbledon on BBC Breakfast News.
That was brilliant.
You're quite good. It's my favourite clip of all time, though.
I used to do it with my sister with an empty lemonade bottle.
You know why? Because I still can't remember what it's about.
No.
Please don't tell me.
No, don't tell
I
us.
I never want to
don't
be reminded. It'll only ruin it.
I think everyone has their own image.
Yeah.
I don't know what songs have been chosen. I genuinely don't. All I've got is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're going to play all of them in a row between now and 10 o'clock. All of Carrie's favourite songs to say goodbye.
Yesterday we went for lunch for Carrie's massive send-off. We had a lot of beers and a load of food was scarf. Carrie's pregnant, so for once she did not drink champagne. And she wouldn't drive us home, so we all had to get the train.
I got the tube. I really did. I got the tube.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Chosen by Carrie.
BBC Radio 1.
Is it the Rolling Stones? Is it the Beatles? No. It's S Club 7.
Yay.
I'm off for a cigarette. Bye bye, everybody.
Come on.
Nine till ten, it's the golden hour.
You can give it to me when I need to come along. Sex bomb, sex bomb. You're a sex bomb. And baby, you can turn me on.
Seriously, we said to Carrie, choose anything you want. Anything you want. Anything. Any song. We'll play it. S Club 7 so far, and Moose T and Tom Jones, Sex Bomb.
Baby, you can turn me on.
Turn me on, baby.
Baby, you can turn me on.
Play that for Carrie and Justin Lee Collins.
Good hugs, JLC.
Right, all these songs have been chosen by Carrie. They're all her favourites. I've no idea what they are. I've no idea what the next one is until I press the big red start button. Shall we hear what it is?
Yeah. It's probably for the best that you
chosen
don't
know. By Carrie. Here we go. Spice Girls, Mama.
I couldn't choose anything else, could I?
Yes. Rolling Stones, Satisfaction. Yeah. Beatles, Eleanor Rigby. Daft Punk, Around the World. Nick Kershaw, The Riddle. Anything, really.
This is for the mums, the new mums, and the mums to be.
Everybody start crying.
Mama, I love you. Mama, I care. Mama, I love you. Mama, my friend.
Very best wishes to you and Tom, Carrie. We're going to miss you. Home, lots of love from Jude. Caroline sends her lots of love. Hope the birth goes well. You'll be a great mum. Lee the poster in Cumbria. Emma in Lincoln. Rachel Maidstone. Hannah getting dressed. All sending their love to you. Carrie always picks the best songs. You're going to be missed. Good luck, Carrie, says Becky on the way to Bognor. Thanks, Carrie. I'm 6 months pregnant and this is a tune. Good luck, we'll miss you, says Jenny in Solihull. Oh, Carrie, I never thought I'd get teary at the Spice Girls. All the best. Being a mummy is amazing, says Katie and baby Jake. 7 months.
And Kerry says, can we have some Metallica, please?
Do you want to hear another song chosen by Kerry?
Yeah.
Again, I've no idea what it is. This is the next song choice. Here we go. Kylie Minogue spinning around. I'm kind of tempted to see what the other two are, because we've only got time for one more. Should we see what the other options are, and then
yeah.
You can choose?
Yeah, and then play none of them.
There's one I'm a huge fan of.
This one has to be in there.
Not this one.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Groove Armada.
Groove Armada, super styling. Yep.
Or... Well, it's not that one.
Aww.
Can we have Groove Armada, please?
Groove Armada, of course you can. Sorry, Britney fans, but, you know...
Oh, well.
We have Alice Club 7. Here we go. Right. Sing!
In the dance, plug it in and we begin. Crowd up in the center, they watch me with him. Watch the way we drop it in a mix time it. Rise and amplify it when we come in with the swing. Just play it like I'm naturally harmonizing.
Gary chose it, you listened to it, we all loved it. Super styling, Groove Armada.
Super styling.
We've got time for one more song. And it's something that we played to Kerry right at the start of the show this morning. And recorded especially for Kerry by the cast of Twee, which is the spin-off of the TV show Glee. It's one of Kerry's favourite songs and favourite TV shows. So the last song we played for Kerry in our last day is, embarrassingly for me, this.
I reckon when she goes, there'll be floods of tears. She's going on maternity to have a beautiful baby. We're gonna miss that girl that we call Carrie. Carrie, Credo. On the Chris Moore show, she's leaving. She is up the dove, starting a new life. Up north, she'll be an army wife. We will miss her. Now she has got to go. Sport and works real hard. Then at home she dreams of Frank Lampard. She goes to Stanford Bridge to check Carlo and Chilotti's boy.
Super goals, we love it.
Some they win, some they lose. And she's committed to those Chelsea Blues. And when they win, she's almost guaranteed to go on and on and on. Last day on the Christmas show, she's leaving. Cause she is up the dove. Starting a new life. Up north, she'll be an army wife. We will miss her. Now she has got to go.
You gotta dig through it, move it.
Carrie is leaving to have a baby.
Bye, Carrie.
Bye.
Bye.
And now here's Fern Cotton.
Bye, Carrie.
Bye, Fern.
Have you got any tears left in your whole body?
Fern, you can really make a go if you want.
Dom keeps topping me up with water so I don't get dehydrated.
Oh, Carrie.
If you want, we can make a go so easily for the last time.
Well, what? I've got some treats for your studio as well as mine.
Oh.
Which can be for Goodbye, Carrie, and also Valentine's weekend.
Oh, that sounds nice.
So, yeah, I've got some...
What?
I've got some...
Oh, okay.
I've got some nice cupcakes, Valentine ones, for my studio and for yours.
Oh, that's lovely. Anything cake-based is
there you go.
Thank you very much.
That's making you cry. Just the cakes with icing on.
Fern.
Yes.
I know it's, you know, it's very emotional, but it's also very happy. So if we do make her cry, it's, you know, it's quite nice. It's quite a lovely feeling.
Mm. Yeah, of course.
Do you want to, shall we...
She hasn't got any tears left. Leave her alone.
Oh, trust me, she has.
Hello, Carrie. Oh, Nana nice. Windows here, sending you lots of love and best wishes on your last working day.
There's my Nana. She's 96.
Oh, I hope all goes well and have a really lovely day. I am looking forward to seeing my new great-granddaughter when she arrives in the world. Lots of love. See you soon, Nana Windows.
Oh,
oh my God, Fern's crying now.
Oh, Carrie, poor thing. It's all good. It's lovely. It's a happy but yet sad day at the same time. But just hold some tears in. Try. Try and keep a few in for yourself.
Not really. It's not happening.
It's not, is it?
My favourite text for the end of the show just says self-indulgent tosh. Which
yeah,
really
that
like.
Is a bit harsh,
that's
isn't it?
That's nice. Yeah. Oh, you're going to have the light with the shade.
Well, I've come in for a cake because I've got plenty in here.
Oh.
So there's all different flavours. Let's have a look at the little chart there, Stewie. You can choose which flavour you want. Oh, there's lots.
Did you buy these? Chocolate.
Yeah, I bought them for the team.
Oh, aren't you nice?
Chocolate, vanilla, banana, chocolate, banana, carrot. Has nuts.
Carrot?
In.
Chocolate,
carrot
banana.
Cake.
Oh, right.
Like a banana made of chocolate.
Lemon, red velvet, Oreo, peanut butter, Rocky Road, strawberry coconut, chocolate coconut.
Can I just say, it's all been about Carrie today, and I do genuinely love you and hope you can have a great time with your new family, but could I bag you that red velvet one?
Yes,
oh, I was going to go for that.
It's off. It's a gospel, sister. Should have shouted first.
BBC Radio 1.